Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine for your Friday forecast. Temperatures hot in the mid-90s. South winds around 5. Clear tonight, 67 for your low. We're in the upper 90s on Saturday. Plenty of sunshine. South winds gusting in the 20s. Clear Saturday night, 72. South winds breezy. Sunday, mostly sunny, high of 91. I'm meteorologist Mandy Feluber. Right now, 64.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. A federal grand jury has indicted former Kansas State Representative Michael Capps on 19 counts, alleging that he tried to defraud federal, state, and county government organizations out of more than $450,000 in coronavirus relief funding. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Kansas said in a news release yesterday that the Wichita Republican filed forms inflating the number of employees he had at two businesses and a sports foundation, and then applied for loans to pay the non-existent employees. Capps is charged with multiple counts of making a false statement, bank fraud, wire fraud, and money laundering. The Harrington police chief has now resigned. That resignation effective today. The KBI is investigating 36-year-old Chief John Matula of Harrington for alleged charges of criminal damage to property and criminal trespass. He and the assistant police chief in Harrington are accused of forcing entry into a residence without a warrant. Mid-America Network News.
Truck? SUV? Truck? SUV? That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires month's end.
A suburban Kansas City man has been sentenced to more than 30 years in prison in the killing of his 75-year-old mother, who was emaciated and riddled with infected bed sores when she died in 2019. The Kansas City Star reports that 54-year-old Raymond McManus was sentenced this week to 374 months. He pleaded no contest back in July to second-degree murder and physical mistreatment of his mother, Sharon McManus. Police say McManus didn't seek medical care for his mother before she died, weighing just 58 pounds. The medical examiner's office found she died from an infection due to open bed sores. Sedgwick County officials say two detention center officers suffered injuries to their hands when they were attacked by an inmate at the county jail this week. The department said in a news release that two corporals and a deputy were escorting a 56-year-old male inmate to his cell Wednesday evening when the inmate swung a metal shank at them. The deputy scuffled with the inmate and eventually ended the assault. The inmate's name was not released. Kansas Mid-America Network News. Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. An Omaha area gymnastics coach has been arrested and charged with two counts of sexually assaulting a child. Police say 30-year-old Alexander Thomas was arrested this week and booked into the Sarpy County Jail in Papillion. Investigators say Thomas was a coach at Metro Stars Gymnastics in Papillion, where he assaulted a student younger than 14 at that location sometime in January. A judge yesterday set Thomas's bail at $250,000. Metro Stars officials say they learned of the charges Wednesday and immediately fired Thomas. Nebraska lawmakers who are redrawing the state's political boundaries settled on two sets of congressional and legislative maps yesterday and braced for a wave of criticism that's expected next week when they present the proposals to the public. Members of the redistricting committee endorsed both sets as a compromise between Republican lawmakers who favor one and Democrats who prefer the other. Friday Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Big Give Gage County is Friday as area supporters are encouraged to contribute toward over 60 local charities and nonprofit organizations throughout the county. Matching funds provided toward all contributions in person at the Vintage Venue in downtown Beatrice, Friday from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Also Friday at the Wymore Library or online anytime at biggivegage.org. The annual event is sponsored by the Gage County Foundation and participating local sponsors. Another COVID-related fatality reported in Washington County last weekend as an elderly resident with underlying health conditions passed away. 22 positive cases reported in Washington County as of midweek. Marshall County cases continue a gradual decline. Last report was 20 active, including 2 hospitalizations. Deadline is Friday for registration for Farm Bureau Ag Academy. The year-long program focuses on advocacy, leadership, and service, rural communities, and farm families. Virtual and in-person sessions will include tours and programs beginning in October, with additional details online at kfb.org/agacademy. The Pony Express Gravel Dash is planned in Marysville Saturday with some 300 riders from throughout the Midwest. A number of roads, particularly rural roads in Marshall into Nemahal County, may see considerable bicycle traffic at times. Motorists are urged to beware. A send-off celebration is planned downtown Saturday morning, also in conjunction with the Pony Express Half Marathon and 5K runs. Riders return midday and throughout the afternoon, passing the Pony Express Plaza downtown. Commemoration of the 20th anniversary of 9/11 is planned Saturday in Marysville. First responders and others will join in an annual moment of silence at 8:45 a.m., with a brief ceremony downtown to follow at 9:03. Organizers of a horse soldier monument being installed at the Washington County Courthouse have acquired a piece of the World Trade Center that will be dedicated as part of a display. Ron Newts explains.
With a 9/11 component, we hope we're working it, trying to work it out to bring a piece of the World Trade Center back to Washington, Kansas, be it a piece of I-beam or whatever from the rubble from the buildings. We'll make it as part of the horse soldier monument on to the side and make it so people can actually see it. We'll have a plaque with it, talk about 9/11. People will be able to touch it. I think it's going to be wonderful.
Washington Lions and Rotary Clubs are hosting a number of events this Saturday to raise funds toward the monument. These include a softball tournament with a silent auction throughout the day, HARAC rides touring the town beginning at 7 p.m., and a showing of the movie 12 Strong at the tennis courts at 9. These events in Washington this Saturday are a week ahead of a planned dedication of a horse soldier monument at the Fall Fest, Saturday, September 18th. Ron Newts will be a guest on our public affairs program this Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY, and he explains where the concept for the project originated.
It all started when we finally got to understand what Mark did when they had the movie 12 Strong. A whole bunch of us from Washington County, his family, friends, and we went to Manhattan and seen the initial showing of the movie with him, General Dostum's son. Afghanistan ambassador was there, so it was quite a event, and we thought this should be something we should celebrate in our county for a man that so we come back and we talked to his parents about doing a monument, and we come up with ideas. Bridget Bruna helped us with the artistry with it, with the major ideas. We all agreed to it. We've done a presentation to Mark himself to show him what we were proposing. He was very humble. Decided to add things to celebrate his team along with him, plus honor the lives lost at 9/11.
Leonila R. Mine, age 75, of Hanover, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, at the Zion Lutheran Church, Hanover. Burial in the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Leonila Mine. Leroy C. Flower, age 84, of Waterville, passed away Sunday. A memorial service is planned Saturday, 2 p.m., with an interment to follow. Terry Christie Funeral on the Waterville in charge of arrangements for Leroy Flower.
Dorothy M. Cook, age 90, of Oquito, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Burial in the Oquito Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Cook.
Stanley G. Cuyoth, age 78, of Wymore, passed away Tuesday. Memorial service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral in Wymore. Interment in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Sunday 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday 6 until 7:30. At the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Stanley Cuyoth. George W. Lambert, age 77, formerly of Burchard, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 11 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church, Pawnee City. Interment Tuesday in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday, 5 until 7. Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for George Lambert. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Swiss steak, baby bakers, Normandy blend, and peaches. Monday, Polish dogs, mashed potatoes, sauerkraut, zucchini, and tomato, and fruit cocktail. Key Indy Y News Time, 7:16.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine for your Friday forecast. Temperatures hot in the mid-90s. South winds around 5. Clear tonight, 67 for your low. We're in the upper 90s on Saturday. Plenty of sunshine. South winds gusting in the 20s. Clear Saturday night, 72. South winds breezy. Sunday, the sunshine continues. Temperatures will still be hot in the low 90s. Southwest winds 5 to 10. We'll see a few high clouds for Sunday night as lows drop into the upper 60s. South winds light around 5. Monday, beautiful sunshine. We warm into the low 90s. South winds 5 to 10, gusting in the 20s. Monday night, chance for showers and thunderstorms. We have partly cloudy skies. 70 degrees for your low. South winds 5 to 10, gusting around 20 miles per hour. Tuesday, we have a chance for showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, sunshine 83. I'm Andy Feluber.
Average high temperature, early September 83, record high on this date 102, the average low 60 and the record low 40. Sunset this evening 7:44, sunrise in the morning at 7:04. It's 64 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 10th of September. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
NFL opening night, the Bucks outlast the Cowboys, and a U.S. Open Cinderella story continues. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Dallas Cowboys were trading touchdowns in Thursday night's kickoff of the NFL season.
Here's the snap to Brady. They send a safety. Blisk is about a call ball. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Gronkowski again.
The call on WFUS, the defending Super Bowl champs, survived 31-29 thanks to a game-winning field goal by Ryan Succop. Tom Brady threw for 379 yards and 4 TDs, while Cowboys QB Dak Prescott threw for 404 and 3 TDs. It was Prescott's first game in 11 months since a bad ankle injury in Week 5 of last season. To baseball, the Blue Jays sweep the fading Yankees in the Bronx.
There's a swing and a high fly ball out to deep left field. Bo Bichette with a leadoff home run.
The call on SN 590. Blue Jays win 6-4, their eighth straight victory to pull within a half game of New York for the final American League wildcard slot. This is ABC Sports. Rising tennis star Leila Fernandez continues to make a fairy tale run at the U.S. Open, the Canadian upsetting world number two Aryna Sabalenka in Thursday night's semifinal.
Like my dad would tell me all the time that there's no limit to my potential, to what I can do. So every day we just got to keep working hard. We got to keep going for it.
Fernandez will play Emma Raducanu, who's also unranked, in Saturday's final. NBA, the Los Angeles Lakers introduced DeAndre Jordan Thursday, officially making his return to L.A., where he spent the first 10 years of his career with the Clippers. When asked if playing for the purple and gold will impact his relationship with Brooklyn's Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant.
We're definitely not friends anymore, so... No, I'm joking. We're friends before basketball, after basketball.
Irving and Durant both took less than max contracts so the Nets could sign Jordan in 2019. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Bulldog Football Friday. Marysville at Wamego, live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. Streaming live on KNDYradio.com and our free mobile app. Cape Prep's pregame begins at 6. The TVL spotlight at 6:40 with pregame coverage and coaches' comments ahead of kickoff live at 7. Marysville at Wamego. Kansas Jayhawks air Friday night on FM 95.5. 6 o'clock pregame, 6:30 kickoff. Kansas State home opener is Saturday with pregame coverage at 4, kickoff at 6 on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
The Pony Express Gravel Dash returns to Marysville Saturday with 300 riders expected from throughout the Midwest. Join a send-off celebration downtown Saturday morning in conjunction with the Pony Express Half Marathon and 5K runs. Riders return midday and throughout the afternoon, passing the Pony Express Plaza downtown with live music, beer garden, and more this Saturday in Marysville. Be a part of the excitement this weekend in Marysville. An invitation from these proud community merchants: Free CPA, Kramer Oil and CJ Express, East and West, and Tension Envelope.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Bart Kenner is a USDA economist. He has some numbers with the U.S. ag trade for the first 10 months of the fiscal year.
Agricultural exports are $147.5 billion. Up 27% from $115.9 billion this time last year. Agricultural imports are at $135.2 billion, up 13% from this time last year, at $119.4 billion. That leaves a trade balance of $12.3 billion, up, you could say, 450% from the negative $3.5 billion. Trade surplus last year.
Well, Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever have partnered with the United Sorghum Checkoff Program to offer conservation and cost share opportunities for sorghum producers in western Kansas. The new sustainable initiative, Sorghum for Birds, which is building innovation, resilient, and diverse agriculture systems, targets low-performing areas by offering growers a one-time incentive payment to apply targeted conservation practices in tandem with sorghum production. The Sorghum for Birds application period is now open to Kansas producers in a 15-county region. If you would like more information, go to sorghumcheckoff.com. And following the April 30th decision, the U.S. District Court for the District of Arizona in vacating the Trump-era Navigable Waters Protection Rule, the EPA and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers halted their implementation of the rule, as stated on a post on the EPA website. The two agencies will now be using regulations and guidance established prior to 2015 to determine which waterways are protected. That is an Ag Business Update. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
One of the problems that cattlemen have been facing for a good long time is, what are my cattle worth when I feed them in the feed yards and they're ready for sale? Why is that such a big problem? Because everything's been kept such a secret as to what the packers were paying. Hey, that's changing a little. After all those high-powered meetings we told you about here on the Steckline Report, we've got a couple of brand-new reports now that are interesting. With 30% less cattle sold on the open market, 30% more contracted by the packer, nobody knew what was going on there. Well, now the National Daily Direct Formula-Based Cattle Reports are going to enable stakeholders to see the correlation between negotiated trade, daily trade, and formula-based prices. Very important. I hope that that report shows like it should, and we get it when we need it, not 6 months later. In the meantime, the National Weekly Cattle Net Price Distribution Report, big long names, shows at what levels price and volume trade occurred across the weekly weighted average price for each purchase type. So choice cattle, good cattle, whatever they are, we'll see what they brought this week right across the board. Again, if that report shows what it's supposed to. This is the outcome of those meetings when cattlemen get together, when anybody in agriculture, because we're only 2% of the population, folks, when it comes to agricultural numbers. So we got to be unified if we want anything out of Washington. They were unified in the cattle business, I told you back then. And so we've got some decent kind of problems being solved. Let's hope they are. We haven't seen the reports yet. They're out now. I'm going to check them and see if I like them. Thanks for joining us here on the Steckline Report.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
September promises to be one to remember for Skywatchers. All about this month's full moon event and other stargazing highlights on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
The Storm Report is giving away a $100 Visa gift card and a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system, and we want you to win. Just text the word WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special weather alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. Text WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, September 10th, the 253rd day of the year. Golf champ Arnold Palmer and singer Joe Perry were both born on this day. Early risers will be treated to a gorgeous sight in the pre-dawn sky this week. Neptune will be making its closest approach to the Earth, and its face will be fully illuminated by the sun. Even though it will be brighter than any other time of year and visible all night long, you'll need binoculars or a telescope to catch a glimpse. The planet Mercury can be spotted in the western horizon just after sunset. The last days of summer will be illuminated with the full harvest moon on September 20th. It has a legacy of shining extra light to help farmers get their crops in. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about the moon phases online at almanac.com.
728 from KNDY, 64 degrees this morning in Marysville. A good bit warmer today, middle 90s for a high. Still a very pleasant evening for high school football.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Friday. Can you say shutout for the Kansas City Royals? Carlos Hernandez pitched six impressive innings, and Nicky Lopez, along with Hunter Dozier, homered as the Kansas City Royals beat the Baltimore Orioles 6-0. Hernandez allowed three hits, walked three, and struck out one. The Royals on the road today. They'll take on the Minnesota Twins in Minnesota. First pitch this evening set for 7:10. The news not so bueno for the Wichita Wind Surge. A difficult second inning proved to be the demise of the Wind Surge last night, falling 14-7 in Game 3 of the series against Northwest Arkansas at Riverfront Stadium. Wichita's lead in the division is now down to 2.5 games above second-place Arkansas. The series continues this evening at Riverfront Stadium in Wichita. First pitch is set for 7:05. Also happening this evening, NCAA football. The KU Jayhawks and Coastal Carolina tee it up at 6:30. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday Night Football, Marysville kicks off North Central Kansas League play at Waumego. K-Prep's pregame at 6, TVL Spotlight at 6:30, ahead of Marysville I pregame, and a 7 o'clock kickoff on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Hanover plays host to Onega. Frankfurt travels to Wetmore. Axtell entertains Blue Valley. Washington County's at Bennington. Lynn at Southern Cloud. Centralia travels to Troy. Diller O'Dell at Lawrence Nelson. Southern kicks off at Freeman Friday. Valley Heights game at Jeff County North has been rescheduled for Saturday, 2 p.m. Tune for the Coach's Corner following sports each evening at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches from Diller O'Dell and Southern on Mondays. Tuesday, it's Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Hanover and Lynn. Frankfort and Valley Heights featured Thursday with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus tune Fridays for the K-Prep's pregame show, beginning after the news at 6. Our Coach's Corner Roundup following ahead of pregame coverage and our Friday night kickoffs live on Key and EY.
K-State football fans, it's time to refill the bill and cheer on your Wildcats at the home opener against Southern Illinois Saturday, September 11th. Tickets start at just $30 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve your seats today at kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Tailgating, the pregame band show, new beer gardens, and so much more that you missed last season. It's finally time to refill the bill, and we can't wait to see you. Go Cats!
Prairie View Industries wants the United States wounded and disabled military veterans to know how they are appreciated for putting their lives on the line for this great nation. Take the time to let them know their sacrifices will always be remembered. Prairie View Industries in Fairbury, breaking down barriers with our access ramps.
KNDY.
Don't rock the jukebox. Wanna hear some Jones. My heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Before you drop that quarter, keep one thing in mind. You got a heartbroken hillbilly standing here in line. I've been down and lonely ever since she left. Before you punch that number, could I make one request? Don't rock the jukebox, I wanna hear some Jones. 'Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Got nothing against rock and roll, but when your heart's been broken, you need a song that's slow. There ain't nothing like a steel guitar drowning memories. Before you spend your money, baby, play a song for me. And don't rock the jukebox, wanna hear George Jones. 'Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. country song. Get on rock the jukebox, play me a country song.
Watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tommy is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Katie and Tommy at the drive-in movie, parked in the very last row. They're too busy holding on to one another to even care about the show. Later on outside the Tasty Freeze, Tommy slips something on the head. He says, my high school.